Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back in the day, John, we used to do this little game called the Pyramid. So I'm going to try to do like one category, something we just basically talked about. All right, Bob. Saskatoon.
Hello. Hey.
Hi. Saskatoon, hi. Moose Jaw, Regina.
Excuse me? Let me guess. Things you can't say on the air. No, that's not it.
Sorry, we were looking for cities in Saskatchewan. Sorry. What's up, Bob? How are you?
How about body parts? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a different one.
What's up?
Everything good? How are you guys?
We're
doing
good.
All right. You get kicked in the Saskatoon?
You survived Columbus.
I did. By the way, happy spring. Woo! Happy spring. Yeah. Yes, I did. I was not arrested in Columbus. And although the Spartans could be arrested for what they did to the Golden Eagles late in that game.
Yes.
Just suffocating them. But onward we go, Sweet 16.
Yeah, onward we go. So what's the ceiling for this Spartan team? They're obviously in the Sweet 16.
The ceiling is, and you literally can say it about virtually every team in the Sweet 16, except maybe not Princeton. The ceiling is the Final Four. That's the attainable ceiling, and once you're there, anything can happen. I mean, these games are complete toss-ups. 1-point favorite over Kansas State. I think Kansas State is better than Marquette. When the bracket came out, I said I thought Michigan State would beat USC and Marquette, but would lose to Kansas State. And they are very good, and they have a couple of great players.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
I know.
But at this stage, I mean, I'm not saying you can't bet against Izzo and Michigan State, but first-year coach for Kansas State. What's his name?
Coach Tang.
Tang.
Okay. Now, I'm glad he doesn't have the same nickname.
not a city in Saskatchewan.
No, I'm just glad he doesn't have the same nickname as former NBA player Jerome Richardson. And you'll figure that out.
That a Saskatoon should be Saskatang.
Yeah. I remember Pooh Richardson. Yeah,
yes.
I do.
Right. Pooh.
It's only they can put it together themselves. You don't have to put it together.
I know.
The audience.
I know. I didn't. That's
right.
The problem was it was intercepted. I'm glad you came back to it.
Wojo, were you listening when we roasted Stoney for about 20 minutes?
I heard some of those, yes. Mm-hmm. And they were delightful.
Yes.
And
did you ever hear the Colony one?
No, I never even knew that one.
Oh, the 13, U.S. colonies, the first 13?
Yeah. The stat, one of the stat of the days, it was
the entire Elite Eight one year was comprised of teams not from the original 13 colony.
Right.
And I can't find that year, so I don't know.
My God.
Yes.
Oh, Sony, I thought you stopped drugs years ago.
Well, you know. After 26 years of marriage, it's time to start again. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. I think you never stop. Oh, no, I didn't say that. No. Yeah.
Well, look, I think Izzo's done a marvelous job with his team, as he seems to always do when he doesn't seem to have great teams. It's about the guards. And as we talked to him last week, Woj, although Hogard has not played great in the tournament, he does enough because he's so tough. And Tyson Walker is the best player on the team, obviously, right?
Yes. Well, Tyson Walker is the best player. I think Hogarth is the most indispensable because he does run things. And when he was out with foul trouble in that game against Marquette, they ran into some issues there trying to run their offense. So, but you're right. I mean, Walker is a better shooter. And you never, never doubt an Izzo team that has experienced guards.
Right.
Not just good guards, whatever, but experienced guards. I mean, it is the hallmark of his team. And also, give him credit that he resisted the transfer portal urge that everybody was demanding he go get more and more players. And I actually think, now, who knows, they could have gotten players and be even better, but
yeah.
I think that's why they're so connected. And so all for one and one for all, and played as well as they are together late in the season.
Well, but Walker was a portal guy too, so let's not.
No, but I mean this past
right
this past off season when he had three scholarships.
I do want to ask you one other thing about Walker, and I noticed it the first game and the second game. He doesn't shoot enough. It's like they're waiting for them to, whether it's get behind or, and then he'll take over. But to me, like the first half, I believe in the USC game, he only shot like either three or four times. I mean, come on, let's go.
Well, yeah, I hate to say it. Well, Izzo says it. He's got a team that he wishes they would shoot more. Like with Malik Hall too, although Hall was off at a three-pointer, Izzo's like, if you don't shoot the ball when you're open, then you're not playing. And it's I don't know if it's they were slowing the pace against Marquette. Walker, you're right, but it seems like late in the game when it's time to get to the basket and flip up one of those shots or whatever, same thing with Hogard, they do it. It's almost like they're pacing themselves. And it's not like they're not getting shots. They're not like avoiding them. He's turning down
right.
some shots as well, which they need to remedy.
All right, so we're a week into NFL free agency, a little more than a week.
Oh,
David
boy.
Montgomery, Graham Glasgow, Emmanuel Mosley, Cam Sutton, Gardner Johnson, and then obviously the great Jake McQuaid. your thoughts on how those signings are going to influence what they do in the draft with 6 and 18?
Well, how can they not influence it, with all the secondary guys they got? And I think it's a great mix of established, you could even say stars or very good players, and also some prove-it deals. They're not hamstrung long-term, really, with much of any of them. Cam Sutton, maybe a little, but not really at all. Very prudent. And also, a little bit of they're going for it, right? Everybody's yelling, why didn't you go trade for Jalen Ramsey? You got to go for it this year. Go for it. These deals smell of go-for-itness, don't they?
Yeah.
Especially the most recent one. And because of that, they can take anybody they want in the first two rounds. They're not beholden to the secondary. A defensive tackle would be good, a defensive lineman, if they can get one of the two big ones, although one I'm not so sure about. It affects them in this way. They can take anybody they want. I would not be in favor of a tight end like they're talking about, they being the mockers, Michael Mayer from Notre Dame, the tight end at 18. I would probably not be in favor of that. But at some point, what position are you going to go with? I mean, you could go with a tall, rangy receiver at some point, maybe even at 18. How about that kid from at TCU?
Mm-hmm. Johnston, yeah.
With him. Yeah, Quentin Johnston. Mm-hmm. So, it definitely affects it. And I think they'll get a defensive lineman. And the other one, who knows? Is quarterback back on the table as far as developmental? If there's one there that slips down to six, I don't know.
No.
You know who I want, by the way.
No,
you're an Anthony Richardson guy.
Oh.
No, as far as a draft pick.
Oh.
But I came up with a brilliant, I must say so myself, backup quarterback, which seems to be the hot point position of need now. Backup quarterback for the Lions. You know who it is? Did you listen to the Woji show last night?
No, I didn't. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Stetson Bennett?
No. If I told you you could get an established quarterback in his prime.
Oh, I thought you meant draft. Okay, never mind.
No, in his prime for virtually nothing. And is a Pro Bowler.
Oh, Hundley.
Yes. Thank you. Jansen comes through.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley. That's Huntley. The Ravens.
Another city in Saskatchewan.
Yeah. The Ravens put the restricted free agency thing on him, but the very lowest level one. He's only 25, and I think he has – I honestly think Brad Holmes hasn't gotten his much-needed backup quarterback yet, maybe because he wants to keep open the illusion they might draft one if anyone's paying attention. And also, maybe he's waiting on Huntley, and maybe the Ravens are waiting on Lamar Jackson before they figure out what to do or what Huntley is going to do. It makes perfect sense. He's been in the league 3 years, backed up Lamar Jackson – can run, is young, like I said, 25, go for it, get it done.
I would definitely not be opposed to that at all. I'd also like Teddy Bridgewater as the ones who were left. Matt Ryan, I just don't think he has anything left on the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you feel about Nate Sudfeld?
I don't feel anything about Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah.
With all due respect to all due respect to people named Nate. All right, Woj, I know this is not a huge topic normally, but it was last night.
Boy.
What do you think of the World Baseball Classic?
I only watched a little bit of it when I heard we were losing in the ninth inning, and that was but Ohtani struck out Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. I admit I asked for people to alert me if that at bat was coming up, and nobody alerted me, so I missed it live. But I haven't watched much of the whole thing.
It was really cool.
Yeah. But
my question is, and I think I know the answer, but in our lifetime, will this country ever get behind a national team the way other countries do, whether it's soccer in Europe or whether it's the way the Caribbean countries and the Japanese people get behind their baseball teams? Will we ever do that here? Because it's not that they don't have professional leagues overseas like we do.
Sony, have you lived in America?
I know.
No.
We need something to agree on.
Well, we sort of do at the Olympics, but not as much as we used to. I think we have other things going on where a lot of smaller other countries don't have other things going on, like sports and whatever, fractures in other ways. Mm-hmm. Did you see, like, in Japan, 93% of the TVs were tuned in to their game the other day?
Mm-hmm.
93%. That would never, ever happen in the U.S., and part of it is our melting pot existence, and people have lots of different, things that they like and root for. So I don't lament that we can't capture that. It is amazing to see when other countries can do it. It is very thrilling, but then we don't see them for another 4 or 5, 10 years, whatever.
I get it. Woj, enjoy a slice of New York pizza for me. I assume you're going, and have
yes,
fun.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, have a good time.
I'll hold it over 3 times the New York pizza. How about that?
Oh,
3 times.
Beautiful. You can walk
Make
and eat
a calzone.
You can walk and eat at the same time. It's a great thing.
Woohoo! I do it all the time.
All right, Wednesdays with Wojo. Stoney and Jansen, 97.1 The Ticket.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.